Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you, amen. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
I thank you for my tears.
I thank you for the tears.
Someone had that I know we watch these little things on Facebook, they pop up every now and then. This guy had bought his, I don't know if his wife or a woman or somewhere had bought her a kind of car.
Audi.
Nice and red, and to me it was pretty. And she walked out there and said, "You buying me something like this?" And everybody else said, "Wow, she's ungrateful. He thought when he bought an Audi, he didn't buy it. I mean, you know, he didn't go buy a Volkswagen or whatever, you know. He did go up in class to get an Audi." but she didn't appreciate it, amen. She thought that she was worth more and she wasn't appreciated, amen. So you know we can be like that too. That God has given us the greatest gift that we could ever have. When he gave us the Holy Spirit, when God gave his son Jesus, he gave us the greatest gift. But we are ungrateful, amen. You know, we take too many things for granted most of the time, you know. When you wake up in the morning, we take it for granted. Take it for granted. Amen. Well, I've been waking up for years like this. Yeah, but you take it for granted. Look how many people didn't wake up this morning. But sorry, go back and look at
line muted
and check it out sometime and look and see back. I keep telling people that, you know, the younger I get, hey man, the more appreciated, the more I appreciate life.
Amen.
The younger I get, I said, the more I appreciate life, because there's more days passed on that I can look back and see the good things that God did for us. Amen. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Every day I come now, I'm grateful. Every day I wake up now, I'm grateful. And I'm able to, well, I have to kind of roll out of bed now. I used to jump up now. I have to roll over to the inside. But praise God, at least I see if I can get out. Amen. Y'all don't know nothing about that right now. Just keep on. Praise God. You have to roll out. You know, you just jump up in the bed and pull your legs out and boy, just go to walk. And now you have to put one out and roll out, and then when you start walking, you start off like this, and then you straighten up as you go, you know. But I'm grateful, amen. Anyone got a testimony, anything? Got a testimony you'd like to give this morning, amen? Any got things saying, something you're grateful for?
Everybody in the turn of your voice should have a testimony. Everybody should say, "Grace, thank you, God. Thank you, my Lord Jesus Christ, for letting me see another day. Thank you, Lord, for the grace and your grace and your mercy that let me be able to walk among the living. Thank you, God, for you giving me food to put on my table, Lord. Thank you, God, for my children, see all the live, be talking together, we ate together. Thank you, Jesus, for your praise, for your grace and your mercy. Everybody in the world owes us to that. And for your grace, your God is good. God love. God is love. So we all appreciate that.
Amen. Amen. That's Brother Brian. Brother Brian, 83 years old. Amen. Praise God. He's still going. He's like the Energizer Bunny. He's still going. Amen. He's that God energized him, amen. At 80 years old, God energized. Hallelujah. That's why I say God can energize. You don't care how old you get. Yeah, he's like the energized body, amen. Is there anyone else? You're online, you're on Facebook. Amen. You got a testimony, you got a praise report. Amen. You can't wait on you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. He gonna take us places that we never thought we'd be able to go. Amen. Thank God. He is gonna take us some places we never thought we ever gonna be able to go. Amen. Amen. We gonna be in the New Jerusalem. Amen. Thank God that New Jerusalem, he finishing up there, getting it ready so he can bring it down to the earth. Amen. So that's for the New Jerusalem coming down to the earth. Amen. And so we can inhabit the New Jerusalem. So praise God that we know we got some promises coming. I know everybody wants to stay in heaven, but I'm sorry. Amen. We didn't start out up there. We ain't going to end up there. We're going to end up right here on earth. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. Amen. The old heaven going to be passed away, and the old earth going to pass away, and he's going to make it a place of paradise again. So thank God. Amen. The promise. Amen. That's the promise. I know we want to all be up there with the angels and all that stuff up there. Amen. That wasn't given to you. I gave Adam the earth. Heaven is my throne. He say, y'all rule down there. But I take care up here. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else today?
If I only thank and praise God for being alive today. As you say, man, he didn't wake up this morning. So I know he wakes me up at my love, God. But he does. Like Psalm, like that Psalm 42 said, he brought me out of a horrible pit.
Yes.
And out of the marble clay. And he set my feet up on a rock and said, that's my going. And I know when I'm in the world, it was a horrible pit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did. You think back, you said, oh, did I really do that?
Yeah.
You know, but like I said last week, when you grew in the house over your parents were strict on you, then you get out and you say, well, I'm grown now. I can do what I want to do. And you do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then after you get older, you say, oh, wow, did I really do that? Yeah, you did it. Like mm-hmm. Ray was saying, you were the only one that had a horror. That'd be a bad path. Everybody knows that. Everybody.
This ain't
God would be the same today.
What it will be like.
You need to know this. Heaven is waiting. New grace each and every morning. I said, well, thank you for my husband, my children, my great-grandchildren. I'll say all of my children, all of my grandkids. Some of them I didn't birth, but they're still my children.
Hey, man.
My grandkids, some of those they're my grandkids, you know. They're my grandkids. They call me Nana, so they're my grandkids. And then my great-grandkids. So that's the floor.
Facebook. Amen. How you doing, Loretta? Amen. Bless God, April. How y'all doing? We appreciate y'all being on. Amen. We just thank God. We just come together. Is there any more testimonies? Amen. Anybody else got anything to say? If not, give the Lord. Just give the Lord a hand praise and be thankful. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just give the Lord a hand praise and be thankful. Amen. 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 Have patience. Hallelujah. You know, praise God. Look at the Lord I asked. You just thank God for snatching her up when he did, because she already know if it had not been for the Lord that was on her side, she would have been gone the other direction, amen. So thank God that God turned her around, amen. I thank God the same way that he turned me around and showed the power of God that God can, amen. And no matter how bad you are, I know we said whatever you are, no matter how it is, God is able to turn you around, amen, and cause you to go in a new direction. And that's what we have to learn how to do, is be able to turn and go the other direction. Amen. So praise God that God snatched her out. So praise God. Anyone else? Amen. You know, we always want people to know online and wherever, you know, to hear that there's something going on, that people are being saved, people being filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I just thank God for you. Amen. Praise God. People being brought out, their life being turned around. I just thank God for my brother back down here again. Amen. Praise God. You know that makes you feel a little special there. Amen. That somebody will fly, I don't know, what, 1,700 miles? Amen. Amen. It makes you feel special. So I just want to tell you, brother, you make me feel special. Amen. Just to come out here 1,700 miles. Amen. But just to be out here with us. Amen. So give Brother Raven a hand praise this morning. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. That God is working in his life, and he's going to have some great things. And thank God for the line yesterday, where we did a little podcast yesterday. Amen. And thank God for it. Amen. That he come out and just want to have us to be part of it. And that was just a blessing right there. Amen. Just want you to be part of it. Amen. And that shows that he's doing things, but he's not just trying to do it by himself. He's including me in it. So, you know, praise God. Amen. So God's going to, he's going great places. And the brother, other brother that we had on, he's trying to move to Dallas also. Amen. Y'all just pray for his wife to get the job. Amen. Amen. She's trying to get her six-figure job. Amen. Over here in Dallas. And so they ready to move from Florida. And she just gets a job. And so God is doing things on the outside. You know, sometimes you look at the inside, don't look like too much going on. But you look on the outside, look like everything going on. Amen. You know, you be reaching people on the outside that, you know, the inside, you know, you're touching people on the outside. And then you look on the inside, everything looks different. Amen. I don't know why that is, but you know. You know why that is, brother? Prevo? Hey, man. Hey, man. But praise God, amen. Thank God anyway. Amen. That's all right. Well, praise God anyway, amen. Amen. Praise God, all of you on the line today. I know we're not going to speak all day long today. We're going to get into the Word of God. Amen. It's what we come to do. Just give the Lord another hand praise. Amen. For the Word of God is because, amen, we're trying to bring ourselves to a place of change. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 16, 24 and 25, Sister Paige, 26. Amen. Matthew chapter 16. Amen. Matthew 16, 24 and 25. Amen. We're going to get back on this subject here. Amen. Anyone have it, you want to read it? Say amen. Matthew 16, 24 through
And then Jesus said to his disciples, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake will find it.
Amen. Amen. Read on down.
What is a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in change for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward every man according to his work.
Amen. That's good enough. We've still been talking about denying yourself, amen. Except a man deny himself or a person deny himself, you can't follow the Lord if you don't deny yourself, amen. And when we walk with the Lord, walking with the Lord is all, God is always by self-denial. That's what it has always been about, and that's what it is now, amen. That we're walking in self-denial, denying oneself, because if you know it's in your life, it always has been yourself that has been the problem. And we like to put it off on somebody else. We like to put it off on other people and not realize that the problem doesn't lie with the other people. The problem lies within ourselves. We like to put the blame on somebody else most of the time. We always got this blame thing that we got, but the true blame is with yourself, amen. Because one thing about it, no one else can really make you do anything, and they really can't stop you from doing anything, amen. But that it has to come, that it has to be something in your own conscious mind of what it is that you want to do or not do, amen. That everything is being made by a decision. You have to make a decision of what it's going to be and what it's not going to be. But it always relies on you, not on the other person, what you're going to do. But most of the time, the reason that we don't do something or we do something is because we're normally thinking about self. Sometimes you won't give because you think about yourself, amen, because you're looking at what you might have left. You're not looking at what you can benefit from somebody else. You're always looking at the benefit of what it's going to have to you. Well, what about me? You know, we always asking that question, what about me? It's like a, you know, we can get in that roadblock, what about me? What about me? What about me? What about me? It's always about you, but God said it's not about you. It's supposed to be about him. It's always been about him and not about you. And our problem is that we don't think about Jesus enough. We always think about ourselves. But we got to, he said, if you want to follow me, you got to learn how to deny yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we find out many people have been taken down because they couldn't deny themselves. Amen. You know, one of the strongest men in the world was taken down because he couldn't deny himself. We know about the man named Samson. Amen. One of the strongest men that God had ever made to be physically strengthened, to be able to take a jawbone of an ass and kill 1,000 men, amen, who were just the jawbone of the ass and kill 1,000 Philistines, amen. And they walk up to the gate and take a gate of a city, I don't know how big they were then, and put it on his back, then carry it down in the bushes, amen. A man that was very strong, but the only problem that the man had, he couldn't deny himself. See, they had a lot of desires going on the inside of him, and because of those lusts for desires that was going on the inside of him, because he couldn't handle that, he couldn't deny that. And therefore, even though what God called him to do, he failed because what? He couldn't handle the desires. He couldn't deny himself. See, many of the things that the reason we've been destroyed and we go down is because many men have been taken down because they couldn't handle their lust for desires, and they couldn't deny themselves of it. Amen. There are a lot of people that are not saved today. A lot of men and women are not saved today is because they can't give up the lust. And the one thing that God wanted us to deny was to deny ourselves of sexual sins and pleasure sins. But if you can't deny yourself, then you can't walk with the Lord, because the things that you need to give up, you don't want to give up because you don't want to deny yourself of that pleasure of the world. And therefore, you still want to partake of the pleasure of the world. And then we forget about the pleasures of God. We won't deny ourselves anything.
Mm-hmm.
We won't deny ourselves. Amen. And even though Jesus was hanging on the cross, and while he was hanging on the cross, you know, he could have came down. He had the power to come down, amen. He had the ability to save himself, amen. Praise God. He had the ability, amen. He could have defended himself with Pilate, but yet because he was thinking about us, he wouldn't do it because he denied himself so that, see, we could be saved, amen. Are you willing to give up your life for somebody else, amen? See, it's all about giving up yourself for somebody else. And so what we do, we focus too much on ourselves, and when we focus a lot on ourselves, we don't focus on God because we're only thinking about self, you see. When we get our eyes off of self and start denying self and get our eyes on Jesus and get our eyes on our fellow man, then things going to be able to change. Everything going to start working out better, amen. The whole world can change when we stop thinking about ourselves. It's because most of the time the reason we do things is because of selfish motives. Ever since the fall in the garden, the fall in the garden was all about Adam and Eve, but the real was about Eve because she got to focus on what she could get for herself, amen. And then because the focus was on herself, amen, or what she can get out of it, then the reason the fall came is because she desired something for herself. Her desire wasn't for the things of God. She thought it was the thing of God, but it was for herself because God had told her, now leave that alone, leave that alone. Everything else you can have, but leave that in the midst of God. Leave that thing alone. But because of her own desire, she went after the very thing that God told her not to bother, but she did deny herself of that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you realize that's why so many people have perished today?
Amen.
So many people have perished because they couldn't deny themselves of that, amen. Praise God. The man got killed because he couldn't deny himself of the other man's wife. He was sleeping with the other man's wife, amen. He couldn't deny himself of that, amen. He just had to have it because it looked good, amen. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, amen. And because what? It was something that pleased him, amen. Amen. Take John chapter 2, verse 11. I mean, 2 John chapter 2, verse 11, I believe that's what it is. That all that's in the world, we got to realize all that is in the world, amen. And then we can't be part of the world, amen. It's because we got to deny ourselves of the world. Most of the time, the reason we can't change, we can't do things, or don't want to do things, is because we have gotten so into the world and connected with the world that don't want to do anything outside of the world is because we don't want to be different. Well, I want to look like them, amen. I want to look just like them. I want to be just like them. We don't want to deny ourselves anything, amen. We still want to have all the pleasures and not deny ourselves of anything, amen. You got to deny yourself or even the old life that you used to live. You can't do that no more, amen? See, that's not who you are. 2:11, I first saw 2:11, is who you are. Because what? If you say you've been born again, then why are you doing the same thing that you used to do? I think it's 1 John or 2 John, 2:11. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. How many know what I mean? All that is in the world. Lust. Did you find that, sis? 1 John. Well, maybe 2 John 2:11. Second John 2 and 11. Is that where it's at? All is in the world. The lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Well, I'm missing today. Amen. Praise God. We want to talk about the lust then, amen. That's all that's in the world. What is in the world? What is in the world? The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and what? The pride of life is all in the world, amen. And the thing that we have with that, when we think about the lust that we deal with, the only way you can overcome lust is you got to deny yourself. We don't like to deny ourselves of anything. We want to have the pledge of all things. Amen. And because of that, we won't deny ourselves anything. If that first John 2 and 16, Sister Praise, I know I was close enough. Amen. I was close, so I had to go back and look to make sure. Amen. Praise God. All right. John verse 15.
Love not the world.
Neither the things
that are in the world.
Neither the things. Nobody talks about the things that is in the world, because it's the things of the world that gets us in trouble. Amen. It's the things of the world. Everything, the things in the world, everything. Do you realize that everything in the world is created by love? It was created by the desire for it. And that's what the world does. It feeds you on love. Read on.
If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
If you still love the world, the love of what's not in you? We're still loving the world, though. I mean, even though we saved, and even though we've been filled with the Holy Ghost, and even though, you know, you're speaking in tongues, but you still got desires for the world and not even know it. Because when your mind gets set on it, I mean, when you get used to it, you know how it is. When you get used to something, then all of a sudden, when you're used to it, then it's just normal. When something becomes normal, when we talk about there's a way that seems right unto a person, but in the end, it leads to destruction. See, sometimes we think we're doing things right because it has become normalized, even though it's not of God, it's of the world, but because it's normal, it looks right. What is it? Create about love. Read on, sister. Don't normalize it, amen.
16. Uh-huh. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the love of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father.
It's not of the Father.
But of the world.
It's of the world. All of the things that's of the world. Do you realize that most of the people who are in the world, we don't realize that that the world creates love. So you know, every movie you watch, every movie that you look at today, they got lust. You know, we look at Christian movie, he got lust in it too because he's trying to get your money. Praise God. I said most, amen. Praise God. But when you look at the movie, there's some lust in it, amen. Because, you know, well, why do you think you buy so much? Why do you think you buy so many things that you don't need? Amen. That's what I'm looking at. Amen. Yeah. I have to look in the opposite direction. Amen. That you buy so much that you don't. When you buy stuff you really don't need, is because you have allowed them. That's why Jesus tell us watch your eyes. He tells us to watch what we hear. It's because what you see and what you hear will create lust in you, and then you will go after that lust. Because what do? They flash a picture up on your face. They flash a picture up on the screen. Sometimes it's just about 2 seconds. It doesn't take all day long. And they have realized that what you see creates lust in your heart. It gives you a desire to want it. And even though you don't need it, you see, this is what goes on in the world every day. You know, you can't even buy a car. You know, if you're going to go buy a car, that there's a sexual picture. You know, got a beautiful woman sitting up there. Right by the car, you know what I mean? I mean, what are they doing? They're creating love.
Amen.
If you go get a watch machine, I don't know why y'all want to look at a watch machine being bought, amen, and then you got a woman standing there. And she ain't got on
money.
They got men for us to say, all right, then.
Hey, no.
So they got a man with a six pack sitting out there, amen. To click, to look, to draw your attention, to draw you away from the thing that you should be doing, amen. You see, this is what the world does to the people of God. This is why you got to deny yourself for looking at it. This is why we are pulled away. This is why we're being torn and drawn, is because there's love. We're going after love. Everything that we do is after love. The Bible said we are not supposed to be the people of the world, but we don't realize how much lust we create. We don't realize that it's the church people that create lust. Because you're doing things to create lust. You wear your dress a little short so you can create lust. You draw attention to it. Let me tell you, they draw attention to it. Amen, amen, amen. You know, you might ask, well, why are you doing that? I'm creating lust. Why do I have my tattoos right here on my breast? I'm creating lust. Because what? I got to do something to draw attention to it. And I'm bringing attention. You know, why do you do things? See, we don't realize why we're doing it. When the Bible says we can't be of the world and be of God too, because we do so many things that we to create lust, we don't even realize that we create it. You know, when you wear them skin tights, you wear them skin tight pants, and your bits could be showing them. Amen. You create lust. You create lust, amen. You create lust. I just said how you create lust. See, we don't realize what we're doing. We're doing things for attention. When you dress for it, you want to be seen because you want somebody to lust after you, amen. Yeah. Praise God. You wear it low. You wear it low cut. Now, the reason you wear it low cut because you want to draw attention to something on you is because you're not selling while you're advertising.
Well,
You wouldn't be advertising if you wasn't selling it. Hallelujah. So you want think someone to deny themselves for being like that because they want to be just like the world. Amen. We want to go down to the beach. We want to wear our bikini with nothing on and everything showing because we're doing just like the world doing. But when we try to make out, we try to say that we're not like the world, that we want to be just like them. We want to deny ourselves of that stuff.
Amen.
Because the only reason you dress like that is because you saw the world dressing like that. Swimwear used to have something on, but you don't have it no more. You done took everything off now. Don't leave nothing to your imagination. Look, we don't want to deny ourselves of participating in that. And so in order to be a part of it, we do what they do in order to be like them and not realize that's not godly. Praise God. Amen. Now y'all say, that ain't right. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Everything you're doing, you're drawing attention to yourself. You know, when you put on long nails, yeah, you want everybody to see my hands. I'm drawing attention to them. People going to like my hands. I'm going to create some looks. People will like your hands. You know, a lot of people look at your hands. Well, I'm putting them out there. I like you. What are you doing? You're creating a desire. You want all the attention to be drawn to you. You don't want the inward man to be seen. God tells you about your clothes. He said, when you put your clothes on, let your adorn to be in modest apparel. But you won't dress like that. You know why you don't want to be modest? Because you want to be just like the world. We know what the Bible says about it in Timothy. And Peter tells us, we know how the Bible tells us to be in modest stuff, but we don't want to do it because, you know, the world is not like the world don't do modest. The world goes out. And then some people try to be modest. They put them big old hats on, and they go to church with the big hats on, try to be modest. What kind of modest is that? People say they need to preach in because your hat's too big. Amen? Are you with me today? Amen? We got to deny ourselves or something. Do we think we have to have everything that the world has? Amen. Is there going to be a difference? No, when God said there's got to be a difference between us and them. And then when we go out, you look just like them. So what's the difference? How people don't know? See, we don't like that. We don't like to do that. You know, we put on things, you know, when we put on things, we draw attention to self. I mean, if you're doing something that's not for the glory of God, then whose glory is it? Well, I just do it because I feel like it. I just do it because I want it. Huh? You know what it is? You won't deny yourself. You just want to be like the world and act like the world and portray yourself like the world and do everything the world do is because you want the attention from the world. Are you really saved when you're doing that, when we're drawing attention to the world? You got to ask yourself. All that is in the world is what?
Look on the eyes and
find
the light.
See, one thing about Jesus wasn't like the rest of everybody. He wasn't like the rest of us. He was different, amen. Amen. When he walked around the Pharisees, he was different from them. He wasn't like the world. That was it. You know, he didn't even draw no attention to himself. Isaiah 53 said he didn't even draw no attention to himself. Amen. He was just a normal person, amen. He didn't have to be somebody like we are, you know. Come on, I said we got to deny ourselves, amen. We don't want to deny ourselves for anything, amen. I got to deny myself for certain things I put on, amen. Because I know I got to give God some glory, amen. So I can't be drawing attention to myself, amen. My glory is supposed to be seen on the inside. And yeah, we men, we got to be careful because we got to watch our eyes, man, because, you know, they do things to draw your attention to them. They put on them long eyelids. Eyelashes. I won't say eyelids, baby. Eyelashes, amen. Amen. You wonder why they put them on. You know, the fake ones that, you know. They got the eyes that's the brother. If a woman's better eyes, that's the brother. Amen. If she wants you. if she wants, she gonna get. Now, y'all think that, but you didn't realize that was in the Bible, though, did you?
We ain't got that. Nobody
don't
get that.
Amen. I'm just trying to say, you know, when we take a Proverbs 6:25, let's run that right quick. Oh. Because most times we don't think about it because we won't deny ourselves. I'm trying to say we need to deny ourselves. God tell us, don't lust after her beauty, brother. You go out there. You know, when she wants you, she gonna fix herself up real good for you, bro. Amen. Praise God. She gonna be looking good. You know, and the thing about you, see, you can't go after her outward appearance. See, God don't look at the outward appearance. God looks at the heart. I still remember the time of me and Sister Paige, we was at the store, and when we were coming on in, sister, we was at the store, And while we were at the store, this sister came out the store. And I said, Lord, I said to myself when I went in, I said, ooh, Jesus, she's so good. Well, I can't say nothing. I mean, you know, no need to lie about it. Huh? I mean, she did. Let me tell you what the problem was. When she came out of the store and opened the door and started talking to her children, blank in the blank. I said, oh, no. Let me keep on walking. Because, you know, it was her inside that was messed up. She was beautiful on the outside, but it was her inside that was messed up, amen. You see, God came to change our inside, amen. He came to change your heart. He came to change the way you think so that you don't be looking at yourself, but you're looking at him. He wants to change you. And every time you're going to be changed, you're changed from the inside out. See, we can dress you up on the outside and say you put on this and put on that, but that ain't what changes. Your heart's got to be changed. Amen. But there has got to be something down on the inside of you that want to be different, that want to see something different, amen, that know something different, amen. You know better. You know it's better for you to be this way than to be that way, amen. You know God gets more glory of you being this way than that way. And there must be a change in us. When we say that you're born again, that means I'm not the person that I used to be. I'm not going in the same direction. I realize that the direction that I was born in, that direction was giving me hell, amen. And so now, I don't want to go to hell no more, amen. I want to get the blessing of God now, amen. It's either heaven or hell. What does that say, Sister Peggy?
Let not
ugly be
in thy
heart. Don't lust after her what?
Beauty in thy
heart. Yeah, don't lust after the beauty. Yeah, be careful. See, beauty creates something like Jezebel, you know. You know, when we talk about the Jezebel spirit. Well, they talked about Jezebel when they came together. You know, the first thing she did, she went and painted her face up and got looked up. And so what she was trying to do, she was trying to seduce him with her beauty. Seduce him with the beauty. So what it is, she tried to create desire where that she could get away with what she had done, and they were going to spare her because of her beauty. And many of us have been taken down because of their beauty. They've been taken down because of your beauty, you know. If you bat your eyes, you know, the eyes that get you every time, amen. You know, put them eyelids on. Eyelashes on, amen. You know how you bat your eyes. Amen. And so whatever it is, you know what I'm talking about. Them things you put on your eyes. When you put those things on, you see, well, what are you doing? You're creating something that looks to your eyes so that when you get in the eye, you know. Now, you can't say, I don't want nobody to look at me, because you'd be lying. Because you put it on to make yourself fair so you can draw attention to somebody else to feel lost. And so that's what. So what are we going to do? Are we going to be the one to create the love, or are we supposed to be the one to get rid of the love? You can't be like the world. You can't say that, you know, when we talk about being holy, God said, I want you to be holy, then we can't be of the world and be holy at the same time. But we don't want to be holy because we dare to be different from what the world. We dare to be different. You know, even when the Bible talks about the covering your head, you know, I saw those Muslim women walk around the other day. You know, they just as proud being covered. And they just, but you tell an American woman to do that, you won't deny yourself. And I realize that what you're doing, you're representing God and not yourself. See, what we have done, being born again, we have forgotten about, we are not representing ourselves anymore. Everything you do, you're representing God now. But we don't want to hear that, though, because that's something else, amen, because that's part of the world. Because we still want to look like the world and want to be competing with the world, amen. Because, you know, the world and women getting all the men, so I got to compete with them. There's a competition going on, amen. Everybody said, no. Oh, yeah. Because God said so, amen. What he said, let's not ask her what?
Don't.
Men, don't be taken with eyes. They'll get you with them eyes every time. You know, they got some pretty eyes. You know, you can't sit there not pretty, amen. You know, if a man go around trying to act like he can't see, he'll just be fooling himself, amen. Amen. You know, you walk in and they back some eyes. And then, you got them on the tape now, girl. Just pull them on in. Wake them on in. You got it now. You got his attention. You got his focus. Rake him on in. Rake him on in. Pull him on in. Amen. You know, when it comes to one, he said, what is that? we can be broken brothers. Don't be fooling yourself. And so don't run it up in my house, come out of the house and talk about, oh, man, you know, I got it together. I'm strong. Yep. Mm-hmm. He's calling me up, brother. Will you pray for me, brother? Will you pray for me? You have to fool yourself. Hey, you be calling me up? Well, will you pay for me, brother? Will you pay for me, brother? Amen. Amen. Yeah. Pray for me, brother. Pray for me, brother. You see? See, so we have to realize what? You can't play with it. That's what the Bible says. Can a man play with fire and not be burned? Yeah. Can you do that? Can you go out, play riding? You know, and act like you think you're not going to get bothered?
That's exactly what I
did. Come on. You can't, you know, it's not an easy task. So that's why you got to deny yourself. So some things you can't get into because you got to have some self-denial in you. You got to know your value, woman. Ladies, know your value. Know that you're not a cheap person, amen. Amen. That all that God wants is just to fulfill this lustful desire to send you on your way. Let's be real. You're somebody. Some all of you are leaders in here, amen. We're all leaders in here. And you're not going to let us lead nobody, lead you down the wrong trail, amen. If it takes you somewhere that you shouldn't be, it's because of your lustful desires. Heaven is messed up because of lust. Got about two or three kids that on the outside, and mama, I ain't with the mama, never been with the mama. Amen, you know. It was just lust, amen. That's all it was, amen. And they go knock it down and keep running, amen. Praise God. Are y'all with me? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to say, look, I mean, you got to deny yourself. Just having a bit, you're going into something that ain't for real. Why are you wasting your time with a man you already know you ain't going to marry? Why are you sleeping with him for 10 years and he still haven't married? Well, he's good enough for me to sleep with, but he ain't good enough for me to marry. Are y'all with me here? Mm-hmm. Why you been fooling with him for 20 years and you ain't married him yet? No, that's you. You keep going. That's you. You need to deny yourself. You see, it a lot of times. He denied himself of being with a woman, amen, because he didn't want to be get involved with something that he didn't want to have to deal with later on because he recognized, amen, that lust caused him to fall. And we realize that you're not going to make an end if you're doing it. You know, we've been flipping around doing things like this for years. You ain't going to make an end. Flee fornication, that's what it says, amen. Flee adultery, amen. And you still been saying you're saved and you're still doing it. And then you think you're going to make it in just because, I confess Jesus, yeah. Playing with ourselves today, amen. Fooling ourselves. You can lie to yourself for so long, somewhere else on the line, that the lie got to leave you, amen. You got to recognize it's a lie. It's either you're saved or you're not saved, amen. You think you've been born again or you haven't been born again? When is it going to be a change, amen? Come on, say, you got to deny yourself, amen. A lot of things, you know, you got to deny. And then all the things that you haven't denied, you got to start getting rid of it. Forget about them. Forget about them. Forget about them. I've been talking to myself. That thing you got to deny yourself, you got to deny yourself. No, that ain't right. You got to deny yourself. You got to deny yourself. What? Take up your cross daily and follow him. What does that mean? I've got to die to self-desires. Selfish desires. Daily, amen. And so men don't get caught up with their eyes. Ain't no need to play in the book. They be pretty, though. You know? Ain't no need to fool them. We ain't trying to act like they don't be pretty, amen. Praise God. So I got to deny myself, amen. Amen. Huh? Not all of them. Amen. That praise God. Amen. Thank God.
Oh,
so the Lord said you got to deny yourself, amen, and take up your cross and follow him. So put off the things that the anything that's not going to give God some glory. If you're not glorifying God, who would you glorify? You're either living for God or you're living for the devil. Hmm? If you're going to be saved, y'all, let's just say it all, amen.
Yeah.
Let's deny ourselves of some things, amen. You know, when somebody come up and say something to you, I know you feel that to not, but deny yourself. Hold yourself. Don't do those things, amen. Praise God. Stop denying ourselves. I know we don't like it sometimes because it's against the flesh. Because all that's in the world, the flesh wants things, don't
it?
Flesh is never satisfied. Amen. You get $1 million, you want 10 million. You get 10 million, you want a billion. Amen. You get one call, you have a whole yard full of my dear, amen. But flesh is never satisfied. There's some things in you that only God can touch, amen. There's some things in you that only God can move out of your life. And this is why we have to come to God, to allow God to move those things out of our lives, amen. Because only God can change you, amen. Only God can take away your flesh, your desire. But you got to deny yourself of some things, amen. If you're going to be saved, amen, if we're going to be saved, we're going to get saved right. You know, everybody calls, you know, sometimes we can say, well, we have become religious, amen. But no, it's not religious when you go to the word. It's either you're going to do it the way the word say do it, or you'll be lost. How are we going to be saved? Hallelujah. Don't you think too? Ask me. I'm going to be quick. Come on, we got to now. Sometimes we got to now still the religious tradition too, amen. Just tradition. You know, how my daddy did it, my mama did it, it might not have been quite right, amen. And so I got to be willing to change in order to accept what is, amen. Huh? But if I walk in pride, you know what it is? When you walk in pride, you can't change. When you walk in pride, you won't let it go. You got to hold on to it. You know, the reason we fight is because of pride, because I got to prove something. I got to show you that I got it. Lord. Come on. I'm not a punk anymore. Praise God. Amen. Come on, girl. You know how y'all... I'm right. I can't do it. How y'all doing? I can't do it. So, you know, put your hand on your hip like this. You know how you put your hands on your hip, and you don't tell her, you can't talk to me like that, honey. And you won't allow them to say that and not realize that the things that she's doing to you, you don't realize what she's doing is helping you because she's killing your flesh. We don't realize there's a lot of things that come against us. We don't realize why God allowed them to come against you because he's trying to kill you. And we think, and then if you're not having any problems, then you're not being healed. I know that sounds strange. You mean because I got everything going good, I'm not having no problems? If you ain't have no problems, God is not working on you. I'm sorry. Because somebody should be doing something against your flesh. You know, when I iron rough over the fire, you know, it knocks some edges off, amen. God allows people to work on you. The person on the job. See, if you just keep your mouth shut and deny yourself for talking back sometime, amen, maybe you wouldn't have been promoted. But you lost that promotion because you would deny yourself. You had to say something in the back, amen. And a lot of us, you know, a lot of you single girls, single women, the reason a lot of you single is because you won't deny yourself. You got to be heard and you got to be seen like you're supposed to be the boss. You're not following the word of God, and therefore you're going to be single a long time until you're willing to deny yourself.
Because, you know, when you get married, you're giving up yourself. You gave up yourself to that person, to submit yourself to that person. And then if you're not going to do that, then stay single then. Because that's the word of God. Is that right, sister? That you should submit to your husband? And submit to your husband. And start it out with one day, man. You see how she won't deny herself? She won't deny herself because, you know, she wants to be equal to him, and God didn't make you that way. God made you to submit. Amen. You came from him. But we don't want to listen. All over Timothy and everywhere telling you, submit, wives submit to your husband. In the book of Genesis, your husband shall rule over you. All in the book of Genesis. And we go back to the book of Genesis. But the problem is, you just keep being the way you are. And you stay single. Now that's all. And you will stay single. And see, that's why Paul tells you, brother. It's better to be by yourself than to get married because you can focus on the Lord more because, you know, she's going to have all those requests. She's going to pull you away from doing what God wants you to do is because she thinks she's your boss, amen, rather than being your wife. I'm just being with the word. It's tight, but it's right, amen. We don't want to hear it because we don't want to deny ourselves. See, God said those who are submitted to the Lord, the way you get out is you be submitted. He said, the way up is down, and that's what the Lord said. And the Lord said, the way you stand, the more you serve a person, the higher God raises you. I didn't say people raise you up. I say higher God raises you up. And who you want to be raised up by? You want to be seen by God or you want to be seen by the world? Or you want to be seen. That is why you learn how to serve. Jesus was the highest thing on the earth at the time he came, but what he said, I didn't come to be served, but what? I came to serve. Amen. He was God himself, but he denied his position of who he was, amen. He was the Lord God, he was God in the flesh, amen. He was the Son of God, but he denied his position and came down and got low enough to be able to serve us. The God of heaven came down and became low enough to be able to serve mankind that was nothing but dust. He denied his position in order to serve. And when you get to a place where you can't deny your position or who you think you are, then you will never be able to serve God. Are you with me today? You got to deny yourself. It's not about you anymore. You gave yourself up. You died. The day that you got baptized, you were supposed to be dead. I said supposed to be. But as long as you're showing who you are, well, where's the death? Did you die? Did you really die? On the day you came, did you really repent? Or you just say, well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God is raised from the dead. And you went on about your business, but there was no change in your mind. There was no change in your actions. No change in your heart because you still wanted to do what you wanted to do. If you still wanted to do what you wanted to do, you could have went on doing it. You should have had fun while you was doing it until you was ready to change. It would have been better to be that way, wouldn't it? That way you wouldn't have been like a hypocrite, amen. That I'm saying one thing and doing another one. Come on, I say you got to deny yourself. Put your pride up. Put your pride up. Put your pride up. You see, I might not be nobody to the world, but I'm somebody to God, amen. Yeah. See, that's where I get my identification from, amen. The identification comes from God is being like God and doing what he says, not identified with the world, everybody else, amen. Huh? Have you ever noticed Now, I saw a woman that was on YouTube, and she was talking about how she see that, and everybody was putting her down. She said, "No, when my husband come home, he's cheating." She said, I'm gonna feed him first, and I ain't gonna feed my kids till I feed him, because who buying this food that's coming in this house, amen? And who paying these bills, you know? Who enabled me to do this? And you know, everybody was talking about him. Well, what kind of woman are you? Exactly, what kind of woman was she to do something like that? She's a woman who had sold out. She believed what God said. She saved her husband first. See, you know how God blessed us? God blessed us. He already has blessed us, so he gives us more by what we do for him. The more you do for him, the more what he do for you. And so sometimes, because we won't deny ourselves, we find ourselves not doing nothing for God, and we find ourselves not doing nothing for God. We find ourselves not getting anything for God. And then we wonder why. Can anybody see that in a relationship sometimes? If you're not willing, how can I? Because if you're supposed to serve, then you serve where you're supposed to serve, even though I don't feel like it, even though I don't like doing it, even though I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway, amen? Is that what Jesus said when he got to the cross? What did he say? It's not my will, but what? My Father, your will be done, Father. And I don't want to drink this cup. I don't want to go through this suffering, Lord, you know. Is there any other way? No, there was no other way. He had to drink the cup. You see, a lot of us, we want to be killed. A lot of us want to be raised up. But the only way you can do it is allow yourself to suffer. If he had to die in order to get to where he was going, guess what? You will have to die to yourself in order for you to get there. Amen. A lot of times we say that we're following Jesus Christ, but are we really following Jesus? Do we see what he went through? You know, here you see a man walking with a cross on his back, bloody, back all open, can't hardly walk, carrying a cross, and he tells you to pick up your cross and follow him. Does that look like a pretty picture? Huh? So do you think that you're not supposed to go through anything? Do you think God's supposed to spare you from going through anything when he didn't spare nobody else? Do you think you're not supposed to have any tribulation and trials and problems when he allowed everybody else to have it, amen? And then you say you're following him? See, this is the picture here. You saw the way that he was carrying his cross. And you saw what happened to him. But then when you saw when he got up, though, amen, that was a pretty picture, amen. Come on, somebody. When he got up, on that day he got up, he said, "Well, all power is in heaven and earth in my hand." You see, if you want the glory, you got to be willing to go through the pain. You got to be willing to go through the suffering in order to have the glory. See, it depends on what you depend to be have most more value. Do you want the glory? What is it that you want? But in order to have the glory, you got to give up yourself in order to. He said, you know, God had, the Father had promised him the Gentile as an inheritance. And because the Father had promised him the Gentile as an inheritance, guess what? He had to be able to go through in order to have it. That means he had to deny himself in order to have what God wanted him to have. Are you willing to deny yourself of what God wants to give you? What are you willing to do for it, amen? What are you willing to do to have it? If you want the glory of God, can you deny yourself to get it? If you want the problem of God working in our life, are we willing to deny ourselves to get it, amen? You know, when we fast, or whatever when you fast, when we fast, we're denying ourselves of our food in order to get something from God. You see, everything about God is about denial. And can I lay down a little TV time. For God, can I deny myself a little pleasure, you know, for God. Can I hold out until I get me a husband or get me a wife, amen? But can I hold out until that time comes? I'll deny myself until God makes things right, amen? Are we willing to deny ourselves anything? He can pick up the cross. He had the cross on his back, amen? So he was headed to a place of death. Are you willing to go to a place of death to get rid of yourself? So that, you know, until you get rid of one thing, you can't bring another thing in. You know, I got the phone in my hand, and if I don't get rid of the phone, can't nothing else. You can't fit nothing else in. You got to give something to get something. You're holding on to everything. You won't release it out of your life. How's God going to put something back in when there's no place? You have to make room for God. If you're not going to make any room for God, then you got some room for the devil then, right? Be careful what you see. It affects you. Don't play with yourself. Just for that devil, you know. We already know that it's like this. Praise God. Okay. I don't know what it is about that, but God made us weak to y'all for some reason. And Adam sinned and caused the whole world to be a sin. As he obeyed his woman, got it somehow. But you did what to say? She was his wife. Amen. She got him. Amen. Can we deny ourselves for the Lord? If somebody, I was going to go to that place. Please go there too. Joshua 19, 1 through 6. Or Acts 19, 1 through 6. Then I'm quitting. Amen.
And he received the Holy Ghost and he believed.
He said unto them, he found certain disciples at Ephesus, you know. Sometimes, you know, our pride can get in our way, and then we want to accept the right way, amen. But he came to these people in Ephesus, read.
And they
said
unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be in the Holy Ghost.
Some people haven't even heard whether there be in the Holy Ghost, amen.
He came to them. What then were you baptized?
Of course, he's asking. Now, they had been baptized, but they hadn't been baptized what? The old way. But in order for people to change and do it again, they had to what? You got to deny yourself, right? I had to deny myself. I had to do it over, amen.
Amen.
Read
on.
And
this is how
and they said, unto John Baptist.
I'm John Baptist. A lot of people are baptized in John, but John just baptized them as a kid. Saying to what? People are conscious. They say, well, you know, that just, but is that the word or not? How we get in tradition, we won't deny our old traditional way for a new way, and we stay in that way, and then we perish because of that way, because we have too much pride to change. Read on.
Then said Paul, John Belly baptized with the epistle of repentance, telling to the people that they should believe on him who should come after me, after him, that is on Christ Jesus.
We're supposed to believe on Christ Jesus, amen. John got his head cut off, amen. That means his ministry ceased. That means he was no more. But we know we got churches built on John, but John is no more. Amen. Read on.
When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
They were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. It didn't say Father, Son, Holy Ghost. It said name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. It says a name. The Father got a name. What's your name, sir? Diamond. Can we meet you at the... Sister Diamond, amen. Praise God. She's the cook, amen. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I just clapped my hand because I heard it was good. So, you know, my wife don't mind if you slip up something over here every now and then. Praise God. Praise God. You know. Amen.
Praise God. Say, read on. So you're baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Read on, Sister Faith.
And when Paul had laid his hands upon them,
uh-huh.
The Holy Ghost came on them.
The Holy Ghost came on them. And they spake with tongue and prophesied. Amen. What did they do? Spake with tongue and prophesied. So the question comes today, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? You got to ask yourself that. St. John 3:5 said, except you be born of water and spirit, you cannot. Is that what it said? You cannot enter. And so a lot of times we won't deny ourselves and won't lay down our pride and go after the Holy Ghost just because we're too prideful for it. And then we don't realize it's something that we really need. And then we're absent of it. And then we miss out. Not because you couldn't have it, but because there was something in you you couldn't lay down, your old tradition. You couldn't lay it down for the word's sake. And therefore, you're going to be lost because you're still holding on to what mama did and what daddy did and what grandma did. I pray grandma and granddaddy made it. Amen. That's all I can say. What did the Bible say? Except. Does anybody want to be saved today? You on the line, you need the Holy Ghost. You on Facebook, you need the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you're on Facebook, if you're online here, you know you need to be saved. You know you need Jesus. You know, even you can't accept Jesus without denying yourself. You got to decide that you're going to turn from your way and turn to God's way because you know that's the only way. Amen. There's a way that seems right unto man, but on the end, it leads to destruction. So I got to deny my way for his way. What? My mind got to become his mind, and your thoughts got to become his thoughts, amen. Is that the way he thinks about that? Whatever you're doing, is that the way he thinks about it, or is that the way you think about it? Somebody online, you want to be saved today. You want to be saved today. Somebody on Facebook, amen. Put your name up on Facebook. If you want to be saved today, raise your hand. You want to be saved. You're tired of doing it the way you was doing it, and you want God to come into your life. You want him to change your life, amen. You want him to move those things out that you can't move on your own. You want to stop doing some of the things that you already know is wrong that you're doing, but you're still doing. Is there somebody here on Facebook? Somebody online here? Amen? Want to be saved? Somebody needs some prayer in the congregation. We're going to quit today. Somebody in the congregation, amen. Are you willing to deny yourself today for the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. You can't be saved unless you deny yourself. I got to deny my ways. Got to deny my feelings. Sometimes I feel like knocking somebody head off sometimes. But I have to deny that, amen. Sometimes you might want to let some words out that shouldn't come out. But I just have to deny myself. I have to go cry about it. I want to say it so bad. I have to go sit in the corner and cry. Sorry, Lord, you know they hurt my feelings. I'm crying. Somebody say, you a big old man, you cry? I slip off all the time and cry. Because that's a sign of what? Deny myself, amen. I wanted to act out, but in order not to act out, peace. I want to stand on your head. Anybody want to be saved? Online, on Facebook. Amen. Sometimes you don't know. I'm going first. Sometimes we don't know. We don't know what the other person does sometimes when they by themselves, amen. Stand on the head. I don't stand on my head. I can't stand on my head no more. Amen. Praise God. All right. Anybody want to be saved? Anybody need prayer? We want to thank God, amen, for holding you on Facebook. Amen. We appreciate y'all joining in. Amen. Yeah.
the Bailey family. Amen. To Simona. Amen. Hallelujah. Loretta, April, thank y'all. Amen. For being on. Amen. And so we're going to see y'all on Facebook later on. Amen. Is everyone in the church today? Everybody today, we're glad to see everybody in the who came today. Amen. You have anything you'd like to say, sister? We thank you for coming. We appreciate you coming in. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We appreciate you coming in. Amen. That's anyone else? Anything? Brother Raven, you got anything you'd like to say? Brother Raven, all the way from California. Again, anything else you'd like to say today?
God bless y'all, brothers and sisters. I'll say that the Most High. This is a very humbling experience, man. Every time I come here and just see y'all just to be next to the bishop just for a couple of days, it really does a lot. I was telling him on the way over here, it seemed like every time he talked to me, a piece of me get cut off. You know what I'm saying? I was keeping my old ways, you know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing I see what God is doing, you know what I'm saying, with everybody, just not just me, in particular, like Sister said. The way God blessed me, I'm able to do a lot for other people, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of stuff going on right now, a lot of good things, you know, God moving in a major way in my life. And a wise man once told another wise man, there's only two types of people in this world. You're either going to build or destroy. You're either going to build some people up or you're going to destroy them with your words. I want to be a builder. You know what I'm saying? So the platforms and the things that God has allowed me to have, I'm going to love to get each and everybody on there. That's why I keep coming doing this interview with Bishop. Like I said earlier, I could easily do a Zoom call, but I like coming out here and being in this presence. It's really humbling me, and it's really, it really motivating me. This man is 70 years old. He's still actively moving and still doing the work for the Lord. So I pray God give me longevity in my life so I can be able to do the same thing. Whatever spirit Bishop got, I ask God to give me a double portion. You know, like I told you earlier, Bishop, you're my friend, man.
Well, God bless you, brother. Love you. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? Anything? Anyone that's got a testimony, prayer report, prayer request online? This big old guy, that big, way bigger than I am. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize if my head is hanging down. I didn't realize that. Praise God. I've been looking at you, but I didn't realize you that taller than me and bigger than I am. Amen. Praise God. You know, that's good. Anyone else? No one else? Amen. Go ahead. Pray for a mother. Anyone else? Grandchildren, grandfather. He is? Yeah, I can't remember his name. There. Anyone else? Well, let's stand then. We're going to stand. We're going to be dismissed. We're going to thank God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I want all of y'all, you know, you get together. You know, I know God has called everybody for something. What does that say? All of you are leaders. And because all of you are leaders, you need to start getting where you start doing some things on your own. Amen. Huh? Y'all hear me, Gina? Sister Katisha? Amen. Sister? Amen. Y'all are leaders now. And y'all have to start doing things and inviting people and, I don't know, some other things y'all want to do on the outside or whatever. It don't have to be here. You have to get busy because you're leaders. In some form or another, you're a leader. And then you got to be able to talk to other people and lead other people. You're not followers. You're leaders. Amen? And God made up y'all to be leaders. And then y'all got to get busy. I know, sister, she's doing some things. You know, she got her own Bible class going on and all, so she's leading a group there. Amen. She So she's doing some. And we have to realize we got to start thinking kingdom-minded, not just building-minded, amen. And when you start thinking kingdom-minded, not being builder-minded, a lot of times it don't matter just who comes in the house, amen. It's whether or not the kingdom is being built, because it's God's kingdom that's being built, amen, not just the place, amen. That's what you got to realize. It's God's kingdom is being built, not just the place, amen. So we always focus always on the place and not the kingdom. God's kingdom is where? Out there, amen. And this is just a place we come in here. And so let everybody start thinking about your leader and not a follower. Amen. Remember, you're a leader. So you don't let people take you place to death. You lead them to Christ. That's why you're the leader, because you lead them to the right place. They don't lead you to the wrong place, but you want to lead them to Christ. So everybody, just back there, remember you're a leader. Start leading people to Christ. And just because we're not in a, it don't have to be a church setting all the time, amen? Just make sure you got a word setting, not a building setting. How many know what to talk about? Huh? Yeah. It don't have to be a church setting, a word setting. Make sure it's the word. And a lot of things you say, you got to look at it. You're going to have to see. Father God, we thank you for your people right now. And we thank you for all that you've done for us and continue to do, Lord. We thank you, Lord, how you made us, how you kept us, how you continue to change us into the image that you have us to be. Lord, we've been walking in our own way, Lord, and doing our own thing, Lord. Change us, Lord, where we do it your way, Lord. Because we know, Lord, there's no way into the kingdom except we do it your way. And so, Lord, change us and enable us and empower us, Lord, to do things your way. And we thank you, Lord, for the blessing that you have bestowed upon us in Jesus' name. Heal the bodies of all those who need to be healed, Lord. Heal our children, Lord, and save them and turn their lives around and change them, O Lord. And Lord, we give you praise for them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless y'all. We see y'all next time. Amen. Praise God. Do what? I forgot about tithes and offering. I forget about the money, but yeah, I can give some tithes and offering. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Lord, I call you baby.
That's just everybody
knows you.
I'm not sure.
Is there any Mexican restaurant?
Mexican food, that's a good point. Can't go wrong with a burrito.
But it's still truth. No matter what.